Welcome to episode
222. Oh, yeah. 222. Oh,
yeah.
222.
Yeah.
I should have done a 222-1.
And why don't we, I'll take the reins there and just say, you know, right from Rendlesham, which I hope you boys enjoyed. It was one of my favorite UFO.
It was fun.
It's wrong with the audio, like,
it's just so cartoonishly a UFO sighting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like if there was like an Iron Giant ass movie about a UFO sighting, it would be that. It's awesome.
Well, pivoting from that, the drone situation that started off in like November, really, but really ramped up in January. This is still apparently going on, but at a less intense rate now. 60 Minutes is either yesterday or today, I think.
Finally doing the drone thing.
They're doing their, it's on the drones. And there's a couple of interesting quotes that I wanted to yank out for both of us, for all of us to hear.
So this has not aired, right?
I don't know. I don't think this is from a preview, I think, but it might have aired today.
Understood.
I don't know. This is a, what they say, from Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker, chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Inquiring about intelligence community's thoughts on the mysterious sightings and whether these could be an attempt at espionage or foreign power. He simply says, quote, I am privy to classified briefings at the highest level. I think the Pentagon and the national security advisors are still mystified.
What?
So, you know, we're being told from both Biden and Trump administrations, it's nothing to worry about, or it's hobbyist drones, or it's this, that, and the other. He's saying that they're still mystified, but there's another quote as well that comes from NORAD General Gregory Guillot, and he simply says when asked about it, he's the interviewer from 60 Minutes says, we're the most powerful military on Earth, and yet drones could fly over major Air Force base, and we couldn't stop them. And his response is, the threat got ahead of our ability.
What really? The fuck?
If you want to see this, the whole thing,
it's out today.
All 1327 is on YouTube.
There you go. Perfect. I'll go watch that after this, for sure.
For you guys, you can throw it in whatever chat.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Whatever. I see that, bitch.
Yeah. So, like, obviously, them being hobbyists or whatever drones was a lie. Like, whatever they are, still unknown. Like, the Pentagon doesn't know. They're apparently still mystified. The NORAD general says they capability got ahead of our ability to, like, whatever the fuck that means, like, that's it. They're still like, so it's still a thing. It didn't go away. It's just the media never really, really talked about it. And this is like the first major, like, I think, program to try and cover this, really, this particular event specifically. And just leaves you with questions and frustration. And now, you know, after covering Rendlesham again and kind of refreshing myself about like the blotter things going missing and stuff. So annoying. I'm like, you know, like you log the shit and it goes missing. Like, what are you supposed to expect people to think? Clearly, there's a reason it went missing, right? At least.
Right.
Like, it's wild. I mean, now we have, you know, after years, a year or so of being like, hey, it's nothing. They're like, we don't know. Actually, it's we don't know.
There's okay, literally cool. There's just something inherently weird about, like, no matter what it is, the fact that there are lights, blinking lights, seems incredibly strange to me because I never understood the idea of like, yeah, we're top secret, but just in case people need to know where we're at, we're going to turn off lights. That never makes any sense. Even for aliens, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, why lights?
Well, if you're a spy, I get, like, why lights? Because, yeah, you wouldn't want to give away your position.
Especially at night. You'd be black. You'd be dark. Like, why would anyone?
Your tech is that good. Where anybody approaches you, you're gone before they get close. You don't need the lights.
As far as aliens, I don't understand that. Which, again, look, I'm just going to say what I feel deep down in my heart. This is all Elon Musk. I'm telling you.
I mean, that's
we're going to find out he's doing like, don't worry about it.
It's going to be
we're
bad.
We're going to be like,
yeah, it's not going to be good. No matter what it is.
There's no good coming out of this at all.
No. I agree. I don't know what it is. I'm really nervous. I mean, I don't know fucking what it is. I don't think it's aliens, but like the theory as to why aliens would mimic lights is because they don't want things crashing into them. Where like the spies are just like,
watching. Aliens are just thinking about their own safety as
they're
explorers.
Trying to blend in, mimic, watch while you know, at least giving an appearance of a plane from the ground.
But that's what people, like,
I'm not saying that's what I believe.
Yeah,
I'm just saying
that doesn't make
the
any sense to me because like if they can travel through space or time or whatever and have ships made of alloys we don't understand,
well,
I don't think they fear stuff crashing into them.
So this goes into Rendlesham because again, the two people saw two different things. It's just like, I still fully, like, if these are real, I don't think they're just physical, like, fully nuts and bolts. Like, there's something with consciousness or the observer effect that seems to play into in whatever
drones?
It is. No, I'm talking about
UFOs.
Yeah, go. I thought, back because you were talking about why aliens would mimic.
Yeah.
To me, it's like if they're mimicking, to me, it makes more sense if it's like our conscious observing mind is trying to make something that we understand appear in front of us.
Right. Sure, but like, I don't know that my conscious observing mind would include blinking lights that look like required FAA lights.
If your mind sees something moving through the sky, your mind might try to be like, well, what's the most a plane? And
there's a great video of that happening right now on Reddit. Oh God, I don't know. It might be an UFO. It might not. I don't remember. But I saw it this morning and it's like a very compelling shot of over the ocean. There's this like weird thing and it dips into the water real quick and it looks like it's at a distance. And the video, when I saw it, I was like, holy, what is that? You could mistake it for a UFO or an angel. It like lights up in a really weird way. And I was like, oh, that's super interesting. Some guy did like an electromagnet, went in and looked at the footage. He's like, no, that's just a really crazy angle to catch a seagull at night eating like bioluminescent plankton or whatever. and then, of course, everyone was like, no, that's not how that works. And I was like,
dude, every once in a while, I love to jump into like and do like a temperature check of the UFO subreddits, and they're still trying to cope with the fact that Trump isn't going to disclose anything. What? They thought he was going to be the guy, dude. That's so weird. He's going to do it. I'm like, you fucking idiots.
No.
Like, no, of course not. Like, no. And I think most of the JFK papers he released were the same ones Biden released in 2023.
We'll talk about that today. I got a whole bunch.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. But anyway, drone thing's still going on. The government still is like, actually, we really don't know what they are. And that's it. There you go. What do you have? Take it away, Justin.
Yeah, I can. I got you. So I was going to talk, in fact, about the Donald Trump release of the JFK file.
Yeah.
We got about 65,000 documents. There's a ton of stuff. But basically, according to the AP... and the BBC and a bunch of other websites that I believe are currently no longer allowed to go to presidential briefings.
Free press. Free press.
Free speech, baby.
Yeah.
Hey.
They should be illegal.
But apparently Jefferson Morley, vice president of the Mary Farrell Foundation, basically a big repository of files about the assassination, said in a statement on X that, it's an encouraging start, but much of it is stuff that, like, we already have seen before. Right. And again, like Mathis was saying, Biden released a bunch of it as well. It's a lot of the same stuff. But the thing I thought was interesting is that Morley said the stuff that was released did not include 2/3 of the promise files, any of the recently discovered FBI files, or 500 Internal Revenue Service records.
Pretty similar to the binders that they trotted out for the influencers a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. A lot of just old stuff, but made to look new. However, there were a lot of files that were released, and so everyone's digging through them now, and we did get some new information, and so everyone is being like, it's really encouraging. If you look up articles about this, every single article has someone going, it's not what we wanted, but it's really encouraging. Which is...
it's something... It's annoying so because stupid. Everybody, every, it's annoying Ugh. Because here's what happens, right? I'm doing these JFK episodes on here all the time. People are like, hey, Trump released the records, JFK
episode.
I've been
getting pinged for it too.
And I'm like, look, like, I don't know, but like, the problem that annoys me about it is that the people that are reporting this back to me are like basically already sold on the fact that what has been released is some sort of exciting new info about JFK. They're not going to look into it, really. They don't care. They're waiting for somebody like me to say why this is a landslide, and I have
that's
to be
the thing
like,
is like, yeah, you well, release like I release 65,000 documents. No normal person's going to go look and they'll be like, cool, they did it. Finally.
Well, thankfully, some people are, and I have a few paragraphs about what they found so far. Nothing, zero bombshells, smoking guns. No,
of course not.
None of that stuff. However, some interesting things. So, files in the newly released info contain a lot of stuff about the CIA. One of them is a memo from the CIA's St. Petersburg station from 1991 saying that earlier that month, in November, a CIA official befriended a U.S. professor who was there and told them about the fact that like he had a friend who worked at the KGB. And the memo said the KGB official went through volumes of stuff about Oswald and was confident that Oswald was not an agent of the KGB. The memo added that Oswald was described in the files as, you know, like they didn't think they could control Oswald, but noted that they were watching him closely and that while he was in the USSR, they were constantly following him.
Yeah, remember, this Oswald tried to be like, fuck you, America, I'm going to go join Russia. And even Russia was like, nah, we don't want
Well, one of the reasons, and I think this is funny, is it's reflected in the files that they thought Oswald was a poor shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
and they didn't want him because he was like not a good asset to control. Mm. Some other major takeaways they had was the CIA agents. I guess there's just a bunch of names and addresses that are now public, which is a whole thing. Apparently, this one woman is like just straight up named, and a bunch of people contacted her, and she's like, "Well, I'm not sure I like that, but I did vote for Trump, and so I'm very pleased that he released this," which is a whole thing.
It's like the guy whose wife got picked up by ICE and he's still not regretting. Like, he's like, I'm still glad I voted.
I mean,
really? I don't know. That's funny as shit.
You almost have to respect the conviction.
Yeah, you kind of. Yeah, man.
You're like, oh, shit. Okay. You know what?
You're a true believer. Go for it.
Yeah, it's a little boring, but like, bless.
I don't love it. I got to say.
And then also, apparently, we now know that some techniques that were used during the investigation, including fluoroscopic scanning, which according to the AP is x-rays that provide images of like real-time images of inside objects. Then the thing that I thought was incredible, the most interesting thing, which I guess we did not know before, and I don't know if this is just, you know, circumstance or something super interesting, but we learned that in these documents, the name James McCord pops up. Mm. And if you know, if you're a history buff, that's one of the dudes who broke into Watergate. So I don't know what that means. I don't know why that's there. Couldn't tell you. It's just
a guy.
Could just be because he was in DC at the time doing stuff.
He's like a dead ass. He's like a spy.
Oh, yeah. Which is interesting. I don't know what that really has to do with any of this. In fact, most of it doesn't. Most of it's just files at the time. And then in a newly revealed portion of another document, the CIA describes the system to secretly tag and identify public phone boxes that were tapped using ultraviolet light paint that could only be seen under those lights so that you would know which were tapped by the CIA.
What the dude, what was the guy's name again?
James McCord.
Isn't that the guy that's like Dulles's guy?
Dulles is, they're dropping that in this stuff. Even talk about how one of, I can't remember which one. One of Kennedy's aides wrote him they have the letters that are basically saying the CIA is like bad news, dude. They're in, apparently the CIA was in all or most of the embassies, the U.S., the United States embassies, and they kind of like taken them over.
Time to go back.
What happened
to
now?
The,
where are they? Where are they now, man?
Time to go back to the CIA episode of JFK from like a couple years ago.
The CIA were made to be so scary, but like Trump came in and like gutted you. So how scary?
Well,
are you really?
The FBI, not the CIA.
The CIA has not been gutted.
Oh, they haven't been
not
touched
once.
At all yet?
It's the FBI. So I don't know what's going on in the CIA, to be honest. I feel like much like then, just like now, if anyone tried to go for their stuff, they'd be like, no.
That's what I'm wondering is like, what is the CIA doing right now?
I honestly don't know.
Maybe they're anonymous, dude.
Maybe they are. Maybe anonymous. Well, we know most of anonymous, like anonymous as it used to exist, does not exist anymore because most of them were grabbed by the government, arrested or whatnot. So the anonymous that exists now isn't like the OG people at all. So they may be. They may be literally working with the CIA. I mean, that's how they recruit people, I imagine. If they're like really talented hackers, give them a fucking job and I'm sure they'll be working for you forever.
I don't know what any of this truly at the end of the day changes. I don't think it does at all.
Yeah.
Every single article I read, I just went online and was like JFK files because, you know, they said they're going to release. So I went and I looked and every article, like I said, is someone being like, I'm just really, this could eventually be cool. It's encouraging. And then everything also said there's so many files that were dropped that people are trying to figure out what's new, what's old, what of the new stuff has any actual information. There's just a lot to go through and they're like, it'll be a while. If anything, I think the big takeaway right now is that on initial scans, there's nothing in there nothing that yet. Says this is new. What happened.
I mean, a lot of it's older stuff already.
Yeah. Like you
said. It's exhausting. It's like the exact type of thing that the government does all the time that makes
like
this.
Like the drones, like everything else. Yeah. Yep. Never. Never know.
Like Rendlesham down back in 1980. Like, you know, it's just constant.
Yep.
Alex, can you take us out of here?
On a lighter?
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Ish. There's a lady in Australia. Maybe this feels like some of you guys covered on Cox and Crendor. I don't know. A lady in Australia did not end up in jail.
Good for her.
Though she maybe should
few, apparently.
Though she maybe should have. She's 48 years old. I'm not going to say her name. She's from Victoria. She was not at the animal shelter, but they okay. So she worked at the animal shelter.
Okay.
And she got back to the animal shelter after she had heard that some dogs that had been surrendered to the shelter, which had eaten part of their owner's body after they died of natural causes, had been surrendered. So these dogs like were there. They'd eaten their owner a little bit. They had just been surrendered because the owner was dead. Yada, yada, yada. You get this?
Cool.
They barfed up some toes. At the shelter, and what? This lady took the toes and put them in a jar for formaldehyde and tried to sell them online, for $400 Australian, which is like $250.
That's cheap for some human toes.
Well, they're regurgitated from inside of a dog's stomach, and when the police got an anonymous tip. And she showed them other stuff that she had, like an alligator claw, a bird skull, a guinea pig trotter, her kid's teeth. Cool. She was on a Facebook group called Bone Buddies Australia, where people buy and sell bone specimens. And she pled guilty to offensive conduct involving human remains at the Ringwood Magistrates Court, which is not from Final Fantasy and is in fact from Melbourne, Australia. And she faced a sentence of 2 years in prison, did not end up with that, 18 months non-custodial, 150 hours of community service. The judge said, by the barest possible margins, you will not be going to jail today. She said, yeah, by the barest possible margins, you will not be going to jail today. She called her actions astounding and entirely odd. And for her, to her credit, this lady said she regretted her actions fulsomely.
Who did the toes belong to?
The owner of the dogs.
Was he dead?
Yeah. So she worked at the animal shelter. The owner died.
Got you.
When the owner died, the dogs ate the owner a little bit. And then when the people found out that this person was dead, they like surrendered his dogs to a shelter where they then
got
threw up his
you.
Toes.
Yeah, all right.
She
you,
then
got
worked
you.
At the shelter, took the toes, sold
Good
them on
Lord.
eBay or whatever. Bone Buddies
well, hey,
on Facebook.
Man. That's what it is, baby. That's the hustle mindset. That's the grind life.
That's the hustle mindset?
Everything
is
selling a dead man's toes.
Yeah,
dead man's barfed up dog toes.
Lemonade.
Yeah, delicious. Lemons meet lemonade machine.
Thank you all so much for supporting us here at patreon.com/lemonadepod. We will be back next week with another brand new minisode for you here. We appreciate you. We love you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
And we'll eat some toes.